Elizabeth C. Patton and Johnny Lee Terry have consented to live together in lawful wedlock and have given their solemn promises each to each other. Under the authority conferred to me as United States District Court Judge, I now pronounce you legally married.
And with that, Washtenaw County's first same-sex marriage was official. County Clerk Larry Kestenbaum opened his office at 9 this morning for a line of same-sex couples stretching down the street hoping to get married. Like most of the couples, it's been a long wait for Dana Bauer and Tracy Pennington.
We've been together 13 years. We had a commitment ceremony last March, and, you know, we are just psyched out. We are just so pumped today. It's a great day.
With up to 60 couples expected to get married, more than a dozen officiants were on hand. Ted Van Rolkel was ordained in 2001 as a minister in the Universal Life Church. His dream has been to be able to legally wed same-sex couples. Van Rolkel says he had enough papers to marry all 60 couples if need be.
Wherever they tell me to set up, I'll do it right here on the street for all I care. It's getting people legally, finally married.
The decision to open the clerk's office on a Saturday came after a federal judge ruled late Friday that Michigan's ban on same-sex marriages violates the equal protection rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. County Commissioner Andy LaBarre commends the county staff for acting quickly.
I personally would much rather have rushed this and have these folks wait in that position from a position of having the legal documents they need than have to wait on the outside looking in again. I don't think we could have moved on this fast enough.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette requested a stay from the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, but no action was taken before same-sex marriages started taking place in several Michigan counties. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.